A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. All the day I'm an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out, violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. The word of the Lord. In today's first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, we come face to face with the urgency that accompanies the prophet's call to proclaim the word of God. Jeremiah realizes, probably a bit too late, that God has already won the fight. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. Jeremiah, wrung out like a wet rag, is left with no other option than to surrender to the burning call to proclaim this challenging and prophetic word of God. He knows that this word is going to do him in, but he also knows that there's no way out. There's no other option. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I won't speak his name anymore. And then it becomes like a fire that burns in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I can't endure it. We can almost see Jeremiah lying in the corner of the wrestling ring, finally accepting the fact that he's lost this battle with God's burning word. And we, the people of God, can only sing Alleluia. Thanks be to God. We're reminded of a similar predicament in which St. Paul also found himself face to face with the challenge to proclaim the gospel in uncomfortable terrain. You remember the words that he said, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me. Woe to me if I do not preach it. Woe to us if we don't speak the truth. Woe to us if we do not point to the sin in our world today and call it by name. Following Christ, as we know, and yet sometimes we wish we didn't know, isn't an option. It's not like going through a cafeteria smorgasbord, picking and choosing what we like, what tastes the best. Jesus doesn't leave much more wiggle room than St. Paul does. As he says in today's gospel, whoever wishes to come after me must deny him or herself, take up the cross and follow me. Jesus doesn't mince his words. The only way to find the fullness of life is to lose it. The wheat is harvested. The grain and the grapes have been crushed. The dough is leavened, and the bread and the wine have been prepared. This is my body, take and eat. Do this in memory of me. Whoever wishes to come after me must take up the cross and follow me. For the only way to discover the gift of life is to give it away.